Are you ready? It's time for another great infotaining show filled with power-packed business and life information. Welcome to Your Future Is Now with your host, Jim Grant, and co-host, Don McGrath. Want to know how to create a fantastic TED Talk? Or how you can become an author or a speaker or build your own online business? Maybe it's reaching a level of success in your life that you deserve. Their show is designed to provide information to assist you towards your success and destiny. Each week, Jim and Don will interview a special guest and share exciting lessons. So grab a pen and paper. Take some notes. Thanks for joining the show. Now, here's Jim.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And I'm joined today by my good friend, the co-founder of Speakers Pathway Coalition, Dandy Don McGrath. And last week, Dandy Don, were we having fun or were we having fun, brother?
I think we were having some fun. You know, we had, in fact, last week we had Robert Jones from Network Together on the show, and we went down there with our team, with a bunch of our members, and joined Robert and his wife Sean at the iNetwork Expo event, and it was just such an incredible event. And then we had our one-year celebration where Robert and Sean surprised us with a birthday cake, which was so it was fantastic. I we had a blast.
Yeah, we were just like kids. We ate our cake before we had lunch that day.
My dream was to have cake before lunch, right?
Yeah. What was so funny and unique about that, they come walking in, they got the candle burning, and they start singing happy birthday, and all of us, none of us know what's going on. And I thought they were walking up to one of their ladies there who's a member of Network Together, Mary. And we got down to happy birthday to you, and, you know, to the person's name. Nobody went quiet, and they started singing Speaker's Pathway. And we went, oh, my gosh, I looked at you, and you looked at me, and you just kind of like motion, hey, come up here. I need some help.
You know, I usually laugh a lot, but I actually was – it kind of made me tear up.
Yeah, it was totally unexpected, totally unexpected. And what we experienced there, ladies and gentlemen – I've never seen, even though our event was very small, but I'm just saying that was the most energizing event I've ever been to in my life, because everyone that was there left energized and just, in fact, one lady that came there, Karen Perkins, we've had Dr. Karen Perkins on our show before. She says, I would have paid to come to this event. And she was one of our invited guest speakers, and that's how good it was. And that is where today's guest, we got one of our executive training directors, Mr. Preston Martelli, all the way from Montreal, Canada. He came down to be with us. And during his presentation, Dandy Don, you gave him a name that fits him perfectly. As you're known as the speaking geek, you know, Preston is internationally known as the Google geek. At least he is now, huh, Dan?
He is now, right? Preston, you know, I wasn't quite sure what he was going to cover. I've seen him speak before, and we've done some coaching together, but I wasn't quite sure what to expect. But he got up on the stage and he blew everyone away with these productivity tools, because he's certified Google, you know, so he's like Mr. Google. And he gave us such incredible tips. He saved me hours a month. Hours a month. So I can't imagine what he did for some of the people who are just getting started.
Oh, yeah. And it's really amazing, because at Speakers Pathway Coalition, we really, when we were on stage there at iNetwork Expo, we were the last speakers of the day, and we closed about 50% of the room. And I was telling Evelyn this morning, this guy, you know, we got down to the $5,000. If it's, you know, this is worth a minimum at least $5,000, he jumped up and says, where is your table at? That was classic.
It was an incredible event. And you know, Preston, I couldn't have been prouder. Preston's on. Preston, I couldn't have been prouder of you. Your talk was fantastic. It resonated. People thought it was fantastic. They voted for you. And so I'm just going to – is it okay if I just welcome Preston now, Jim?
Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
All right. So Preston Martelli, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much, guys. Oh, my gosh. I'm still on a high from that weekend. That was – an amazing couple of days of events. We definitely changed some lives that weekend. And I'm so proud and honored to be part of that.
You're exactly right, Preston. And I want to share with the folks today something that you and your family did, because as Speakers Pathway Coalition, one of the things that we offer is when a person can make their own choices in becoming an entrepreneur, one of those choices is they have the freedom to live anywhere they please. And you set the high mark for that because you, your wife, and your four kids, you guys traveled around the world for 1 year. And because you had your laptop and because you had Wi-Fi, you were still in business. Isn't that right, sir?
That's right. That's right. It was at the time, it seemed like a pretty ambitious goal to set. You know, I was working the 9 to 5, and you know, I saw these people doing it online, and I said, you know, that would be cool if we could actually travel. And then, you know, that dream kind of seemed to get, you know, go down when you're saying, oh my gosh, we got kids. We only have one, and we got two. And every time we had another kid on it, it seemed like a more of a far-fetched goal. But you know, when we had four, we looked at everything that we had, and we said, you know, we could do this. We can totally do it. Looked at our numbers. I contacted the customers that I had, explained to them what I was planning on doing. And since for most of them, they weren't even in the same city as I was, they'd never actually met face to face. They said, mm-hmm. you know what, as long as you can get back to us within, you know, 24-hour, 48-hour turnaround time, you know, go enjoy. We'll be here. We're not going anywhere.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I love that you set the mark there for doing that, because that enables anyone, that whether they want to be an author, a speaker, an internet marketer, whatever it is that they want to be, they can live anywhere they please. They can get out of the hustle and bustle of the big city. They can go back to a small hometown if that's where they're from, or if they see a little place that they really like, they can move there and their business will not suffer. And one of the things that you covered there at the event, and I'd like for you to share some of the shortcuts there. You know, I know you got a bunch of them. Just share a couple of what people can do to save time on Google. Because Don mentioned that, Dandy, because he saved you a lot of time, didn't he?
Oh, I mean, I was just like, oh, my goodness. And, you know, I kind of feel like I've been at this for a while, you know, and I have mastery of certain tools. But you saved me so much time, Preston. It's hours a month.
That's awesome. I'm happy you found that useful. It's one of these things that, you know, I kind of made a pivot towards the end of my presentation, towards the end of my preparation for the what I was going to talk about, because I had other topics that I definitely want to present that I thought would have been of value. But it wasn't until, you know, just about a week or week and a half before our event, I was speaking to one of the members, and I was trying to get all advanced into talking about funnels or marketing, you know, and working on their business plan and so forth. And I was like, wait a second. So many people don't even have some of the basics that I do and I take for granted. That's not even landed. So we gotta, you know, level the playing field before we get into some more of these advanced things. And that's why the idea came upon me saying, you know what, maybe I should share some of my growth hacks. Because if you have these growth hacks working for you, you're working at, you know, half as hard as everybody else, but sometimes you're getting still double the productivity as they do.
Yeah, it's really amazing, because I'm looking here at your notes that you sent, you know, and you covered all of this, like just where to find Google Chrome extensions up to 3 times your performance in the browser. I mean, that's just a snapshot of all the good things that he shared with us. And I tell you, you know, Dandy, I was sitting there and I was looking at what he was sharing, and we were just all kind of like in awe. Everybody was in awe. And like you say, Preston, you took this for granted. Thank you for inviting us in, because we didn't even know it existed.
Yeah. One of the really cool things I want to talk to you just touched on that in the Google Web Store. I would definitely encourage any of our listeners to go over to Google and search for Chrome Web Store. And what it has in there is literally hundreds, if not thousands, of extensions that the people have created, like third parties have created, to help optimize your browsing experience online. Right now, some of the ones that you know, really jump out at me is there's an extension out there called LastPass. And what's great about that is that I have, because of the line of business I do online marketing, I do web design, I do ads, I come across a lot of passwords that I have to use on a daily basis. And I need to have, you know, I want to spend time going through like a text file or so forth, finding it. So when you have an extension like LastPass running in your browser, you pretty much just have one master password that's encrypted. And anytime you go to a website that you need to log into, for example, you go to a GoDaddy site, or you go to Facebook, or you go to an Instagram account, and you need to log in, what LastPass will do, it'll pop up all of the usernames that you have for that website, and then you can just select on the one that you need to opt into that site. Right? Because trust me, that saves a lot of time. You can just think, even just for Speaker's Pathway, all the different passwords that I need. And I don't want to be just using a simple, password, like, password 123, which unfortunately I still see a lot of people doing. You don't want to make it too simple that anybody can break into, but you want to make it simple enough that when you need it, it's available. So just using a simple tool like that, like LastPass, that saves me hours upon hours of time a week, because I'm able to retrieve passwords very fast.
Are you saying LastPass, like L-A-S? Would you spell that, please?
Yeah, LastPass, one word.
One word, LastPass, okay.
Yeah, so the steps would be you'd go over to your Google browser and using the Google Chrome web browser, you'd search for Chrome Web Store. And then when you're on the Chrome Web Store, you search for LastPass, and then you can download a free version of that, for example, and that would basically start storing all your passwords for you in an encrypted way online. And then, but it makes it easy for you to access it in the future. It's basically like a password management tool.
That's quite a nicety to know, as I like to say. Isn't that right, Dendy?
Yeah, and it's not just retrieving the password, but every time your brain has to, what I like to call context switch, which is you're working on something. Oh, I need to log into this tool. Oh, where's my password book, right? Find it. Then you get back to work, depending upon the length of time you're away, you've just lost minutes of your brain shifting. So this is incredible. It's way more beyond just the convenience. This is unbelievable.
Exactly. And in there are tons of other tools like that, tools. I'm just looking at my mind right now. It's pretty packed, but I've got all different things. Like I've got tools that tell me what kind of CMS a website's using, because that's obviously important to me as a web designer. I also have, here's a cool one that a lot of people find here.
Oh, okay, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back.
SpeakersPathway.com is the proud sponsor of Your Future Is Now, a show dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the vision and mission of Speakers Pathway. Dr. Sony Jackson's expertise is on the art of marketing while cultivating a long-term customer relationship in your business world. Do you know what to say or how to deliver your message to complete strangers? If so, Sony can help you. Tamara Hunter is a cancer survivor and works with people to focus their message or mission to the audience they want to reach. Do you feel called to create a movement to make the world a better place? If so, Tamara can help you. For additional information from any of our executive training directors, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Man cannot live by bread alone. He must have his peanut butter. Peanut butter is a pate of childhood, and it's not just for kids, as dogs love it too. Last night I gave my dog a pill hidden in peanut butter. What's a word for a messy concoction that helps the medicine go down? Slibber sauce. Mice apparently prefer peanut butter to cheese when it comes to luring them into the trap. But there are even more practical uses for peanut butter. Peanut butter contains natural oils, which makes it perfect for removing all kinds of sticky things, like gum stuck in your shoe or in your hair. What's a word for the fear of peanut butter sticking to the roof of your mouth? Arachnophobia. And according to Barry Goldwater, if you don't mind smelling like peanut butter for 2 or 3 days, peanut butter is a darn good shaving cream. It's marching down. I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Well, Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your future is now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And Dandy Don at SpeakersPathway.com, we have some complimentary gifts that people can get. Would you be kind enough to share a couple of those with us, please?
I would love to. So go to SpeakersPathway.com. That's our homepage. And right in the middle, you can't miss it. You just can't miss it. It's right in the middle. You just click complimentary gifts, and it takes you to a page that has a complimentary gift from each one of our executive training directors. I'm going to punt over to Preston because Preston's got one. It's like a little towards the bottom. Preston, what, you know, tell people in your own words what they're going to get.
You know what? Along the lines of what I talked about in my last presentation, I want to keep things simple, right? In terms of my free gift today, I'm going to offer you guys probably one of the most valuable assets I have is my time. And by that, I mean, you know, I want you to reach out to me. I'm available. I'm online. I'm on Facebook. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm pretty much on all the top social media channels out there. So if any of the topics I'm talking about today you find to be relevant or you have additional questions, I definitely encourage you to reach out to me. Connect with me on one of those platforms. Follow my content because I do share a lot of tips out there. And if you have a specific need, I encourage you to connect with me and ask me. I'll respond back. And we can see where we can go to help you.
Also, wow. Preston, would you be kind enough to share your website and your email address, please, sir?
Yes, my website is javalogix.ca. So it's javalogix.ca for Canada. And you can head over there to check out what I do in terms of from my agency perspective. And you can also email me at info@javalogix.ca.
Thank you, sir. You know, Dandy Don, you gave him a very accurate handle, being the Google Geek, and now, thanks to the radio show, he is internationally known as the Google Geek. Oh, my goodness. How did you come up with that, Dandy?
You know, I was just watching him, and he was so filled. You were so filled with joy, Preston, when we were presenting this. It reminded of how I feel when I help people with their speaking. I'm like, he's totally geeking out on this, and I just said Google Geek. It just popped into my head. But Preston, you know, when you made that decision to, despite all the, you know, oh my goodness, the kids and the, how are we going to do that? What am I going to do with the house? That had to be a challenging decision to actually take action on. I there's probably people out there right now who are in that spot where they're like, gosh, you know, I think I could do this, but they probably have some fear and anxiety around it. You know, could you share some of the, like how you handled that? Like what you did to finally make that move?
You know, it really came down to taking action, start moving towards it, because all the fears that we had turned out to be exactly that, fears. And I like to, there's an acronym I call fears is false evidence. Oh my gosh, there's an acronym.
Appearing real?
Appearing real, exactly. Mm-hmm. False evidence appearing real is something that I say because some of the biggest fears we had completely dissipated. One of them, for example, was the school will be so mad at us for taking the kids out of school for a year. They think that was irresponsible and we weren't being good parents. Well, it turned out that the school actually applauded us for that. They thought that was one of the coolest things that we could do, and they actually commended us and gave us a lot of kudos for doing that. The other thing was that, oh my gosh, my customers are going to be upset because I'm going to be traveling. I'm not going to be around. And as I told you guys before, my customers were like, that's pretty cool. You know, as the only condition they wanted was the few of them that had a condition said, you know what, just get back to us within, you know, a day to two if we have a question or email. And all I had to do was make sure I had email access so I could do that. And that was a commitment I could live up to. So that was just two of the biggest concerns that we had. All the other ones like, you know, safety and health and all that kind of stuff. There was easy solutions out there to find. Like I said, if you're going to reach out to me, you can ask me. I can tell you what we did. But every one of these are just fears. They're not real. And there's a solution out there for it.
Absolutely. I remember you sharing you gave the map and told a story at each one of the locations that you, most of the locations that you stopped at with your family there, and we were at the Pathway for Vets. And I remember just sitting there and looking at, you know, as you were describing, this is where we were, and this is how long we stayed there, and this is what we saw there. And I thought, wow, that's really neat. And one thing when you were talking about the school there, what about the education your children received by seeing other countries and other societies and the way people operate there? That's valuable, isn't it?
It literally was priceless. It was priceless in the sense that, you know, they have such a broad understanding of world and cultures and so many things that it helps them with, right? Like, I know my son, for example, when he came back and, you know, the teacher was talking about, you know, I think it was, what is the tallest building in the world, but they're doing geography. And my son burst out, you know, Burj Khalifa. And the teacher looked at him, wow, how'd you know that? I've been there, you know? It was just really cool to see that, like, you know, that, you know, this something we didn't, this wasn't even talking about geography per se, but we just talked about a fact. And he was not only, it was real to him. He was able to answer that. I'm sure he was able to ace it on a test because he's not only just reading about it, he's actually there.
That was really amazing. And I know, Don, when you saw the way he was going around the world there, you were pretty impressed too. I remember that.
Yeah, it's like, goodness, I kept thinking back, why couldn't I have done that when I was born into the wrong family at the wrong time? Because it just looked like not only just incredible experience for your whole family, but I'm sure very formative in making having your children be worldly. And most of the very successful people that I know are worldly. They get a world perspective. So I applaud you for, you know, overcoming those challenges, and you inspire a lot of people.
Yeah, I hope it encourages at least one additional person to do it, because it really is priceless. And it's my advice to anybody: if you have the ability to go explore the world, go meet other cultures, it'll open up your eyes so much.
One of the things that I like about what you say is that one of the things that you provide to people, you call it the wasted emotion. E is in echo. Wasted emotion, which is energy in motion, and you called worry. Could you share a little bit how you came up with that phrase, wasted emotion?
Yeah, emotion, and it's been used before. I think actually somebody actually said it at the meeting we're at this week, where they talked about, you know, emotion really stands for energy in motion. And I don't really want to get metaphysical here and start losing some of the audience, but it's you've probably heard it before. They say you become what you think about. Right. Mm. It's been said many times by a lot of people who are way smarter than I am. And I'll tell you, I'm living proof of that. Like, you've got to stop worrying. You can't control what you can control. Just focus on what you want. Focus on your dreams and go for it, because chances are you're going to get that right just by focusing on it. If you focus on what can potentially happen, chances are you're going to get that.
Yeah, you're exactly right, because on the way home, I listened to a tape by Earl Nightingale on YouTube. And I first met, I only met him one time. This is right before I went in the military, back around 1966, 67. I was working at a gas station, and he pulled in there. His car was overheating, and the radio was real hot. So we just told him, pull it over there and let it cool off some. Then we'll work on it and see what the problem was. It was a thermostat. But he talked about, you know, about the world's the biggest secret. And I'm telling you, he was talking right down your alley. You are what you think. That's who you become. And if anybody's interested in that and you'd like to hear, just go to YouTube and Earl Nightingale, The Biggest Secret. It will bless you up one side and down the other, because he hits it right on target. And he doesn't get all metaphysical either. He says, you know, your mind is who you are, you know. And it's really a great, in fact, I listened to it about 3 or 4 times on the way home. And I really enjoyed that. And I really like what you say there about, you know, you don't get caught up in the worry in the process. You just take a deep breath and relax and just, you know, go with the flow. And I've seen Don do that a lot too. He's very much got his feet on the ground, real, you know, realistic, very, very practical, very focused. Would you say that, Preston, would you say that Dandy Don is very focused?
That would be an understatement. He's extremely focused on getting things done.
Oh, he really is. And Dandy, I know that you appreciate what he talks there about, you know, the emotion and not get caught up in worry and all that, because that's a major distraction, isn't it?
It is, and I got to say, I resemble that remark. I probably spend way too much time there, and that's why I coach with Bill Heinrich, because he helps me to kind of step back. But, you know, there is one thing that, you know, I don't mind getting a little bit metaphysical, because sometimes that has really helped me. You know, so I don't know if you're comfortable sharing this, Preston, but you did something when we did our little speak-off. At our event, we had a friendly speak-off, where we had everyone give their 6-minute talk. And Preston and the people, we asked people to vote. And the vote was, whose call to action are you most likely to take? You know, what is the result? And Preston got the most votes. And then Preston, are you comfortable sharing that story about like what that was like and what happened?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. It's funny that, you know, Jim, you mentioned that the Earl Nightingale, you know, The Greatest Secret, and mm-hmm. that I've listened to that quite a few times. It's catchy. You know, one of my beliefs I strongly believe in. And he talks about, you know, you are what you believe. And yes. one of the best ways you can turn beliefs into reality is by writing it out. Mm-hmm. Right. So and you know, the Bible also talks about being showing gratitude and, you know, acting as if you already have what you're asking for.
Yeah.
So short backstory to that. Earlier that morning, my wife sent me a quick WhatsApp message saying, hey, but I'm thinking of changing the kids' bedroom, kids' toy room into a study room. And we should also maybe put your green room in there as well. Right. Set up for you, you know, your recordings and, you know, as you're doing more trainings for teachers and so forth. And I said, yeah, that'll be great. Go ahead and do it. And then later that day when they were talking about this contest, lo and behold, the first prize was a green room set up. So, wow, this is really lining up.
And we had that plan. Would you believe that?
I'm like, this is really lining up. And then to make a short story short, I said, okay, I got to manifest this because this is mine, because that's going to fit perfectly in that living room. And the way I'm going to do it is I'm going to do what I need to do to manifest that. So I actually did exactly what the Bible says. I wrote out gratitude to Bill, who was a person donating the green room. And I wrote on a piece of note saying, thank you, Bill. I didn't put anything else, and I put it on his desk, and I walked away. I did my presentation, and about half an hour later, when they called my name up, I said, look, I just manifested that.
You sure did. I forgot about that, but that's exactly what happened. You wrote, thank you, Bill, and put it on his – and then he went out and did it.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Oh, goodness.
Nobody else knew about it but me, and not even Bill knew that I wrote that on there, because I only asked him to open the paper. He didn't even see the paper I tucked in probably about half an hour before that.
Mm-hmm. Folks, that is absolutely wild, because I'd forgotten about that, but Don, that's exactly what he did. We'll be right back right after these messages.
This show, Your Future Is Now, is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people to find their future. Is fear holding you back from your calling or your life mission? Do you struggle with taking that first step? If so, Bill Henrich is our catalyst to help you create perspectives with new possibilities that will bring you more peace, more joy, more love in your life and freedom. Do you struggle trying to build your strategy? Do you know how to reach your end results? If not, Gigi Ames is your expert in strategy and helping you create your step-by-step game plan to reach your finish line. For more information on creating the life you want to live, reach out to Bill Henrich. Or if Gigi Ames can help you with building your strategy with your end goal in sight, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
It's words you never heard.
Got a lead foot? According to state troopers, here's what not to do when you get pulled over. Don't be a lachrymose and start crying right away. It doesn't help. But if you're under 20, crying won't be held against you. Don't ask for a break. Don't yell or start any argy-bargy. And one trooper said, if they're going to flirt with me to get out of a ticket, it would probably insult my intelligence. But unfortunately, I don't get hit on all that often. So flirting or being a gill flirt won't work. Did you know that 15% of all drivers get 76% of all traffic tickets? And the odds of winning if you challenge a traffic ticket in court are 1 in 3. So what should you do when you get pulled over for speeding? Be courteous to the officer, and most of all, be honest.
It's words you never heard.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And Dandy Don, being the co-founder of SpeakersPathway.com, you know we got some great complimentary gifts there. Would you share one or two with the audience, please?
Absolutely. I'd love to. So if you go to speakerspathway.com, that's our homepage, right in the middle, it says complimentary gifts. You just can't miss it. Click on that. It'll take you down onto a page where you'll see our executive team. And every one of them is offering a valuable, valuable gift. For example, Tamara Hunter, who's on our team, she has a celebration journal for those who are going through on their cancer journey and journey and other diseases. It has a journal that's incredibly powerful. I've seen this. I've given this to other people as gifts, and you can get it. It's just on Tamara. So she would love for you to have that. Just go down next to her name. There's a button under her name, Get Free Gift. Just click on that, and you'll be able to download that.
Absolutely. And one thing about our executive training directors, ladies and gentlemen, when they offer a complimentary gift, it's exactly that. It's a complimentary gift, and they're not going to badger you or chase you around trying to sell you this, that, and the other. I mean, our attitude is, if we don't earn your business and you don't want to be a part of us, you know, we understand that, and that's where we're coming from. And talking about Preston, our Google geek, Dandy Don, I know we were talking a little bit about the Chrome extensions, and there was a few other things we need him to share with the audience today, isn't there?
Absolutely. He's going to share with us kind of his ninja Chrome extensions. Also share with us just the power of the Google Suite that most people don't even know they have access to. And all they need is a Gmail account. So Preston, lay it on us.
Yeah, definitely. So sorry, guys. I kept you guys hanging there with a really cool tool that a lot of people who work online, so speakers and people who on their browser, on the computer a lot, find really, really handy. And where this comes in handy is if you're the kind of person that you end up, you know, keeping your computer running for sometimes a day or two, and you just keep opening up new tabs, right? And you don't want to close them down because you might need it in the future, or you're a bit of that kind of, they call it digital pack rat, right? You keep all these Chrome browsers open. There's a tool that I love, and people seem to love when I do it. It's called OneTab. And again, you can find that inside of the Google web store. If you search for OneTab, so OneTab, and what that does is that will compress all of your open tabs into one folder that you can then go back and open them up as need be. But what that does is going to speed up the performance of your laptop. And then number two, you can just completely don't have to worry about shutting down your computer or rebooting it, because it's going to save all those open tabs for you in one spot. Right. So if you aren't excited by just me explaining it to you, trust me, try it. Just install on your browser. And the next time you find yourself open with a dozen or maybe even two dozen tabs open and you're like, oh, my gosh, I need to close these down, but I don't know which ones I want to do. Just hit that one tab button and you'll see why it hit my list as one of my favorite extensions to use.
That's really a neat tool that you just shared with everyone, because sometimes I want to close a tab and I hit the wrong one.
Yeah.
That's aggravating.
How do I get it back open?
Yeah.
All right. So actually, this is a little quick one. If you just right click on that tab, there's one of them that says reopen close tab. Most people don't know that you can do that in Chrome, but that's another really useful thing as well. If you accidentally close a tab, you can right click on that box and it says reopen a closed tab. Now, the other thing that Don was talking about is using some of the free tools that are available by Google to do everyday tasks. So a lot of us, before the world of the internet and everything became online, we were used to using things like Microsoft and Excel and PowerPoint, which are still pretty good softwares, but not everybody has access to that when you start off. And especially if you're a business owner, you may have bought a laptop that, you know, doesn't come with Windows, or you're sharing information with people that might be using a different operating system and so forth. What's cool is that with Google, as long as you have a Gmail account, it gives you a suite of Word editors as well as equivalent to PowerPoint and also Google Excel. It's called Google Docs, Google Sheets, and Google Slides, that you can do a lot of really handy things online. So if, for example, you're on Chrome and you're browsing through the internet and you see something, you want to copy a note or you want to start writing a document, a really cool shortcut that Google has created is if you just type in docs.new, so docs.new, and you press enter, what it'll do, it'll open up a blank Word editor for you. And what's cool about it is that's linked to your Gmail account. So even if you close that tab, it'll always be saved there, right? Another one is the same thing for Sheets. You just type in sheets.new, and that will open up a spreadsheet for you. So if you're copying data, you want to sort content online, a really easy way is just using Google Sheets. You can do just about everything you can do in Excel using the Google Sheets, which is free, and it's also cross-platform. So if somebody's using a Mac or a PC, you don't have to worry about that, because as long as they have a Gmail account, which most people do, many people have more than one Gmail account, they can access that information. Right. And then the one that I went into detail at the event was talking about slides. Right. So Google Slides. Google Slides is actually a really useful tool, because it comes in very handy for people. It's not intended to, but it serves very well as an image editor. Right. So if you wanted to, for example, resize an image to certain dimensions, you guys know how hard that is to do, and very often you end up having to spend money on very expensive softwares like Photoshop, or there's some free alternatives that came out, like, you know, Canva or so forth. But these are sometimes very clunky and, you know, there's a bit of a tough learning curve. Well, if you just use Google Slides and you just, you know, think outside the box a little bit in terms of how that works, what you can do with it in terms of putting text, putting images on, a very, very useful resource.
That is simply amazing. Ladies and gentlemen, we were there and Preston was on stage and he was sharing all this with us. And I'm sitting there and I'm just going like, holy smokes. And then Don, Dandy, you got all excited. You said, wow, this guy's a Google geek.
Yeah, it just blew my mind. So basically, yeah. you're telling people that you don't have to spend hundreds of dollars on software, that you have a platform that auto saves and is on the cloud. So, you know, if your hard disk crashes, it's still there, that you can collaborate on documents and sheets and slides live with other people. And it's got all these productivities built in, you know, oh my goodness. Incredible.
Amazing. And it's it also serves really good at creating beautiful looking presentations. So if you're not somebody who's very graphically inclined, like I know 99% of us are, you're creating a PowerPoint. There's a little star that shows up when you're using Chrome, when you're using Google Slides. And I definitely encourage you to take a look at it. It's usually at the bottom of the screen. It looks like a little four-sided star that clicks on Explore. And next time you have a slide on there that's not looking the way you want it to, just click that button and you go see what Google's going to do to your slide. It's going to really beautify it and make it look professional. I don't know how it does it, but it's smarter than me.
Wow, that's simply amazing. I mean, you can see now while we were sitting there and I was blown away, and Don just called, he motioned me over. He said, he's a Google geek. Now you see why. But also too, Preston, you talk about how to find or where to find freelancers online and how to pre-qualify them. Would you share that with the audience, please, sir?
Yeah, for sure. So another thing that enabled me to be able to live that kind of laptop lifestyle was the ability to be able to delegate certain tasks, right? So like, even though I have all these really cool hacks that I have, growth hacks to help me grow my business, sometimes you just need a second body. You see, you need a second person there to help you out and get certain things done. So some of my favorite sites for, maybe I'll ask you guys, Don, Jim, do you guys ever look for freelancers online? Are there any common sites that you guys go to? Let's see if you come up, if you have the same ones in mind.
Yeah, I do all the time. I use Upwork.
Yeah. So yeah, Upwork is a great one. That's actually one of my favorite one as well, because you can go out there and you can find people that can do virtually anything on the web, and you can simply hire them, you know, directly through Upwork. Now, a couple of things I want to say is, like, knowing Upwork or any one of these other freelancing platforms is a good thing. The important thing to do is how to vet them, how to pre-qualify them. So first thing I'd recommend doing, because of how automated the world is right now, a lot of these people have like bots that will automatically reply if you put a job post out there. So I always recommend using a pre-qualified question, right? That means somebody actually has to go in there and reply back to you. It could be something really simple. Just say something simple like, you know, reply to this bot with your name and your age, or with your name and your experience, so I know that you're a real person, right? And what will happen, you'll notice that you'll get maybe 30 or 40 applicants and only one or two of people will actually fill that out. That's going to tell you two things. A, that person's attention to detail, and two, it's not a bot. Right. which helps vet that out quite fast. The other thing that I like to recommend doing is asking questions, doing a video interview with the person. For some reason, I've had really bad luck in the past. Every single time I hire somebody, simply by interviewing them through chat or just a quick email, it becomes horrific. However, the ones that I actually get on a video call with and I interview, I don't know if it's that personal touch that I can kind of read people better, but I usually have a lot more success when I can do a video call. And also, it makes me feel more comfortable. If the person's okay jumping on a video call, I know they're a real person, and chances are they're going to try to do a good job because they have a reputation to hold up to. Right. And the next thing is I actually have, and that's something I'll share with you if you reach out to me, ask me for that. I have a list of questions that I developed from my past life where I worked in a big box store. And I had about 20 questions that they taught us really good on how to pre-qualify people. I'd be happy to share that with you guys because I still use it today when I'm interviewing people. And when I use those questions properly, I have a much better success rate for both me and for the person I'm interviewing.
That's really amazing. You know, Dandy, I mean, goodness, a lot of things that Preston's sharing with us is, you know, things we all know. But, you know, when he was talking about interviewing a person live, you know, on a Skype call or whatever, seeing the person, that reminded me of how valuable speaking is in your business. And I know you being a speaking geek, I'm going to ask you to share with the audience why speaking is so very important, especially if you've got an online business or if you're going to do a Facebook Live. Would you share that with them, please?
I would love to. So speaking is human-to-human communication. That's one-to-many. So being human communication, in fact, when you and I spoke the other day, I made the reference that we live in a world of 20% open rates and 2% click-through rates and 3% conversion rates, where speaking one-to-many, when done well, can convert to a call to action between 20 and 60%. That's because we have, for thousands of years, been refining our human-to-human communication, and these all algorithms are all new. So
we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, right after these messages.
Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com, and just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. You may have heard that a picture is worth 1,000 words. Well, a video is worth 1,000 pictures. Koji Somaldi says, if you're not using video in 2019, you're going to get left behind. Most people feel lost or confused when it comes to marketing. Preston Martelli is a marketing guru whose strategies are both art and science in growing your business. Preston helps you make the right decisions that are predictable, measurable, and scalable. For additional information about Koji, Preston, or any of our executive training directors, go to our website at speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Does music give us chills, goosebumps, or the medical term horripilation occurs while listening to music? That's because music stimulates a reward pathway in the brain, encouraging dopamine to flood the striatum, a part of the forebrain activated by addiction, reward, and motivation. Melomaniacs, or passionate music lovers, can get the chills from songs they are familiar with as they anticipate that long-awaited chord at the climax of the piece. Music, it seems, affects our brains the same way that chocolate, gambling, and potato chips do. I think I may need to stick to chocolate and potato chips because I tried piano lessons and I felt like a goostrum noodle. What's a word for a person who dislikes practicing the piano? A mesodactylitis.
It's marching down.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is sponsored by speakerspathway.com. I'm joined by Dandy Don McGrath. And Dandy Don, you were sharing with some folks, sharing with the audience, I should say, about how valuable speaking is to get your message across human to human. I really love the way you put that. Would you share a little more about that, sir?
Yeah, and I, you know, I'm a speaking geek, so I got carried away. I wasn't watching the time, but yeah, it's such, our brains are hardwired to, for human to human communication. And once you learn how to do it well, you'll always be able to do it well. There's no algorithm that's going to change next month because some social media company changes it.
Thank goodness.
So it's exactly. Yeah. So we are hardwired for this. So it's incredible skill, like Jim said, for videos and every communication you do that's one to many.
And also, too, ladies and gentlemen, if you go to speakerspathway.com, complimentary gifts there, right above that on the right, TEDx Talk. And I mean, Don, you offer some free speaking advice there, don't you, brother?
Yeah, I've got some free advice on how to win a TEDx stage, get on a TEDx stage, and deliver an incredible TEDx talk. So it's right there on our homepage, up in the top. Just click on that. You'll download some incredible training that I've put together and that I'm offering you as my gift.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir. And we're visiting with the Google geek, Mr. Preston Martelli himself. He's internationally known around the world thanks to the radio broadcast today. But Preston, you were going to share with us some simple content on the calendar that can really organize, get things organized. Would you share that with us, sir?
Yeah, for sure. One of the biggest challenges I find with people who are, you know, trying to get a handle on, you know, social media and how to, you know, how do I stay present on social media? How do I put content out on a regular basis, but not feel like I'm doing that as my full-time job, right? Because it's a double-edged sword. You got to be on there on a regular basis, but you don't want to be on social media all day and not running your business, because then it becomes, you know, it consumes way too much time. So some of the things I'd recommend doing is, number one, is creating a simple content calendar. And by content calendar, I would recommend doing two things. First things first, decide how many days a week you want to post and give those days a specific theme, right? It's good for your audience because they then become familiar with what kind of content you'll be sharing. But then it also becomes great for you because then you have to just recreate the same kind of content 4 or 5 times to cover an entire month. So let me give you an example of what I mean like that. Here's one that I've recommended to several people that they find useful, is that let's say we want to post 5 days a week, Monday to Friday. So we decide Mondays, it rhymes with motivation. So how about every Monday we do a motivational post, right? So now it becomes easy. I can do content for the entire month just coming up with 4 motivational type posts for every Monday. Tuesdays would be a tip, right? So I want to share a tip about what I do, about speaking or about my business or my brand, right? So then I just create 4 tips. Then Wednesday. Wednesdays, it's referred to often as hump day. So I always tell people, try and do something, you know, fun or promotion-based, where I actually promote my brand every Wednesday, right? So I just do 4 different promotion-type posts. Thursday, I make thankful Thursdays, where I give thanks back to somebody who left us a review, or I thank the audience. So I do something to show gratitude for the people that are following me or the people that are engaging with me. Mm-hmm. And then Friday, fun days. Right? Friday fun days. So we talk about something going into the weekend, or we ask a question like to engage them about what they're going to be doing. And then you just multiply that by 4 or 8 times. Just think of how much faster it is for you to create content when you break it down to something like that. And then you can have an entire content calendar that first you have it preset in your mind, and then you go out and find the content. And then it's just a matter of having some kind of a tool, a scheduling tool, to schedule these posts to go out on the particular days.
That's one of those wow moments, isn't it, Don?
It is. You know, I always like to say success rewards action, but success also rewards systems. And that's right. Exactly what you're talking about, Preston.
Yeah, it's just a system to make sure that your content calendar doesn't become a full-time job for you, but you're still staying present out there.
Yeah, because I can see where someone is sitting there, and I got to write something today, what am I going to write about? And you can be all over the spectrum, especially emotionally. You know, it can really complicate and make your job hard, whether if you're taking like M on Monday for motivation, that really narrows it down and gets you laser focused. You can think about what motivation you're going to give on that Monday when you're doing something like getting ready or taking a shower or whatever. And then, Don, I tell you, it's just amazing what now we know, and now I know, and now everyone else knows why you refer to Preston Martelli. You call me, most of me lean over and say, he is a Google geek. Now everyone knows that was a perfect description. And man, all the great information he shared with us, my goodness. A lot of the stuff he shared, Don, I didn't have a clue of. Did you?
No. And like I say, I feel like I've been in this game for quite a while. And I actually, you know, I have my degrees in engineering, so I pick up on the technical stuff. But Preston, what you shared with us and with me the other day is going to save me hours a month. And I'll bet you for people who are maybe a little earlier in their journey was just like mind-blowing. It's going to save them a ton of money and a ton of time over upcoming months and years. So I want to just thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. And same goes here. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, I know there's people out there listening say, wow, this guy, Preston Martelli, he is a Google geek. He is really something that's amazing. And I know they're saying, thank you. You've opened up my eyes. You've helped me to be able to save some time in my life, get more organized. I mean, like that calendar, Monday for motivation. I like that. And Friday for fun. Oh, my goodness gracious. I mean, that, you're just hitting the nail on the head. And people can use their own, you know, words if they want to there. But that's a very, that's one of those bullet comments that just kind of like, wow. It just really, you know, you just took the work right out of it.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much, guys, for having me on. I really appreciate it. And I'm honored to be part of the Speakers Pathway team. And I look forward to helping you guys impact and change lives in a positive way.
Absolutely. And we're so glad to have you as one of our executive training directors too, Preston, because you are truly a blessing in your area of expertise, just like you shared with the folks today, and especially with me and Don there at the event there and everyone else. And speakerspathway.com, you can meet all of our executive training directors there. You can read up on them, get their complimentary gifts. And before we sign off today, Preston, if you would be so kind, again, to share your website and your email address so someone could say, hey, Preston, tell me more.
Yes, definitely. Join my over 1,000 connections on LinkedIn. I vet them quite well. So definitely let me know you're reaching out to me from the podcast. Your future is now. And reach out to me on LinkedIn. That's a great way to connect and learn about, you know, a lot of the content and stuff that I'm sharing. I'm also on Facebook. You can connect with me there, on Instagram as well. And also just email me, you know, info@javalogix.ca. So that's JAVALOGIX.ca for Canada. And I'd love to connect with you guys, and I'd love to offer you guys one of the many free tools that I offer, like a free consultation or a free website audit, or, you know, even if just a strategy session with you to help you put you on the right track for your brand. That's what I love doing. I love serving abundantly. And very often people ask me, all right, now that I know what to do, can you please do it for me? And that's where I make a lot of money.
I hear you. And Preston, thank you so much for being with us today. And again, ladies and gentlemen, Preston's last name is Martelli. That's spelled M-A-R-T-E-L-L-Y. And it's just been a pleasure for us to have him on the show today. Dandy Don, I know how you feel about Preston like I do. He's just family, isn't he?
Absolutely. It's helped me so much personally. And when I look what you do for our members, Preston, you know that we live to serve our members. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great week.